Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to the little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Great, you remember. So today in our gospel, we hear a parable from Jesus. Does anyone know what a parable is? Okay, right here. Right, and then anyone from over here? Okay, from back there? Yeah. Right? Just like we said. So as both of you beautifully said, it's a story that Jesus tells us. And within that story, there's hidden messages that applies to everyone's life. So no matter who reads it and he listens to it, you'll probably experience something different from the parables. So today in our parables, in our gospel today, Jesus gives us two parables of the one of growing the seed, and then the parable of the mustard seed. And with this, Jesus is trying to tell us how Jesus's love grows in our heart today. And if you want an imagery of how Jesus's love grows, imagine a circle and pretend it's your heart. And from there, Jesus plants his love or his seed to help us grow in our love for Jesus. But today in our parable, I like to focus a little bit more on the parable of the mustard seed, because does anyone know what a mustard seed is? Oh, wow. I'm surprised. Okay, over here. Yeah. Go ahead. Perfect. Did everyone hear that? So mustard seed is a tiny seed. It's very small. And during Jesus' time, a lot of people tend to take those seeds and just throw it away because it's very small and they believe that it wouldn't produce good fruit. But then Jesus uses the mustard seed today to show us a lesson, because when you plant a mustard seed underground and wait for a while, it tends to bloom a big tree, and which is very strong, and it usually becomes the tallest tree that you could think of. And then this, Jesus uses this to explain how Jesus' love is also like a mustard seed. You have to, it's going to be a small seed planted in our hearts, and slowly by slowly, Jesus' love tends to grow bigger, bigger, and bigger. But for to take care of a mustard seed, it takes time, patience, and a lot of work to take care of it. And here, Jesus is trying to teach us that to really understand his true love, we have to take care of that seed, to take care of Jesus' love in our hearts. And can anyone think of a way how to take care of Jesus' love in our hearts? Or maybe this side. Okay, yes?
To take care of them.
Okay. How about over here? Yeah? I'm sorry? Be kind to others. Okay. Over here. Go to Mass. Right there. Right. So everything you guys just said is correct. Being kind to others, going to Mass, helping one another. That are some ways we could take care of our seed. But at the same time, our church teaches us to celebrate the sacraments, going to Mass, receiving Jesus through the Eucharist, remembering our baptisms, and also recently, I believe the second graders received the sacrament of the reconciliation, right? Correct? So doing that also, because doing the sacrament of reconciliation, you could think of it as cleaning the area where your plant is seeded. And so that if you clean that area, you allow the tree to, or the plant and the love of Christ to really grow and blossom. So today, we're asked to take care of that seed, that each seed that is planted in our hearts. And one way we could do it, as Jesus told us in the gospel, is following Jesus. And for us today, that means following Jesus and receiving all the sacraments. And following the sacraments allows us to receive that Holy Spirit from God to take care of that seed and help us take care of that seed in our hearts. So today, let us pray to Jesus to help us understand what it truly means to really love Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and to help us grow that seed. Amen? Amen.